Hello, everybody. This is Simojit Singh doing our very first LinkedIn live audio event. Along with me in the studio, I'm being assisted by two very wonderful people, Mr. Kunal Agarwal from Sonic Culture. And I've known him for 15 years, gem of a person and a master at all things audio. And also assisting us and listening to this podcast is Mr. Jayant Narang, who is growing into his new role here at Cutting Edge and assisting us with all dynamic activities that we keep on undertaking. This is our very first LinkedIn live event, and it's a pleasure to be here. And there are three important things that I wanted to share with you in this LinkedIn live audio live today. Number one, take charge. Take charge of your life, because no one is coming to rescue you, right? We have to take charge of our learning, our development, our mindset, our skill set, and basically be your own coach. Be your own coach, which is to ensure that you don't leave your fate, your progress in the hands of fate or circumstances, that you're not driven by external influences, that how your day goes is not decided by what's happening around you. How your day goes is decided by you in advance. So which means then you're not purely a victim of the circumstances, that you have taken charge, that you have a conscious intention of which way you want to steer the ship towards. So this is number one, my friends. And I hope this will be one of your main takeaways today, is to take charge of your life, take charge of your learning, take charge of your development, take charge of your progress, and do not be driven by circumstances. Because here's the challenge. If external stimulus is everything, if you're driven by how things are going at the moment, then on the day things work out for you, you would make progress. And on the day that things are not working in your favor, you will have an issue, because you don't have something to bounce back, because you've not created that inner resilience to emerge bolder and stronger from any setbacks. So all this needs is internal work, inner work. And once you do that inner work, you're now in a position to consciously direct your life, your consciousness in a set direction. Intention is the key. So take charge of your life. Remember, no one is coming to rescue you. Sometimes other people might not be capable of rescuing you, even if they have good intentions. And that is the time when you really need to go inside and self-reflect, identify the gaps, and take charge. You can be your own best coach, your own best counselor, your own best guide. I am not opposed to external inputs. I am not opposed to external experts. By all means, I fully endorse seeking external help. But understand that the real strength lies within you. We are joined now by Vijay Daima, who has just joined this LinkedIn Live. And Vijay has just raised his hand. So definitely, since we want to keep this interactive, over to you, Vijay. I will figure out a way to allow you to speak. And there, hit the three dots, and there is a button that allows me to hand it over to you. Okay, if you guys have a question or you want to add something to this conversation, just raise your hand and I will allow you to participate in the conversation. We can take it forward from there. Azam Sheikh has just joined us. And hey, Azam, welcome. All right. As I said, we're experimenting. By the way, I don't know how many of you have read that book called The Innovator's DNA by Clayton Christensen, The Innovator's DNA. And that identifies five things innovators are always doing, five things that drive the innovator's DNA. With number one is questioning. Number two is observing. Number three is experimenting, right? And number four is networking. And finally, the number five happens, which is association. That's when you have the aha moments. And we are practicing experimentation today. We have more people joining the feed. Sudhanshu and Pankaj, you're welcome. And so that's the innovator's DNA. We are practicing the innovator's mindset here today by experimenting with this LinkedIn Live. We had a whole lot of equipment lying around, which we put together during the COVID times when we built this studio. However, we are not using it as much, because we used to do a lot of virtual keynotes. We're not doing them anymore as much as before. But we wanted to explore the audio platform, and that's why we are here. I wanted to share a couple of things with you, and then we'll take your questions. Number one is take charge of your life. Number two is be your own learning and development department, guys. Very, very important to be your own learning and development department. Which means what? Which means, just like every major corporation has a learning and development department, you should consider yourself as a one-person corporation. You're a one-person company, imagine if you are. And therefore, you should also, just like you have finance departments and food and beverage departments and all other sorts of departments, you should also have a learning and development department. So let's say it is Pankaj, and or it is Kunal, or it's Jayant, or all of us, Pankaj Incorporated, or Sudhanshu Incorporated, or Soheli Incorporated, right? If you are a one-person company offering your services to the market or to another company, you should also have a learning and development department. And what should the learning and development department do? It should set apart a learning and development calendar where you should be learning things. It should identify learning gaps. What do I need to learn in order to excel? It should identify those gaps. It should identify resources. You know, is it online? Is it in-person events? Is it what sort of learning needs to happen? It should allocate a budget. Guys, this is very, very important. Thank you. Thank you for the bells and whistles. It's very, very important that you allocate an annual learning budget. Just like you allocate a budget for your travel and other exciting things that you do, allocate a learning budget, you know, for conferences or courses or I don't know what it is, or meditation retreats, whatever are the gaps that you've identified for the year. And go and do those things. And let that be at the top of your priority list. Don't wait for, oh, I'll have that week available somewhere in between the year and then I'll enroll myself in that course. No, make learning your priority, right? And this is the second thing that I wanted to share with you. So the first one was take charge of your learning. The second one was be your own learning and development department. And the third is adopt a beginner's mind. Now, the beginner's mind philosophy comes from the Japanese samurai tradition of Shoshin, right? Which means the beginner's mind philosophy means that you always stay curious, that you're always humble, that you're always in the climbing mode. I basically feel human beings can live their life in three modes: the climb, the plateau, and the descent. The climb is, we're climbing today. We're in the climbing mode today. We're experimenting with this LinkedIn audio event. We had no clue how any of this thing worked. Half an hour ago, we figured out everything on the go. We're climbing. We're in the climbing mode. There's uncertainty. There's butterflies in the stomach. There's the anticipation of what could go wrong. There's a heightened sense of awareness. And we're fully into this. We're immersed. We're in the state of flow. And then there's the plateau. The plateau is when things become predictable, monotonous, boring. And it's just the same drive day in, day out. And that's the plateau. And it's dangerous to be on the plateau, my friends. Because when you're on the plateau for too long, guess what? You're approaching the descent. And sooner or later, you're going to self-sabotage. You're going to do something stupid. You know why? Because you want to bring that excitement back into your life again. And most people are really horrible at bringing excitement into their life because we do it in all sort of wrong ways. And that's called self-sabotage. A friend of mine used to say, most of us have a PhD in self-sabotage. That's when we hurt ourselves just to create more variety in our lives. So I hope you all stay in the climbing mode. Plateau is nice every now and then to enjoy the beauty of life and to enjoy the drive. But climbing is where all the magic happens. So the beginner's mind is all about being in the climb mode always, learning new things, being humble and not assuming anything, right? So there are no preconceived notions. So these are the three things that I had to share with you. We're living in an era of AI. It's important that we stay ahead of the curve, and we can do that by simply following these very simple three philosophies that I personally follow as well. Take charge of your life, of your learning, of your development. Be your own learning and development department. And adopt a beginner's mind. Live with the humility of a beginner. Coming from Japanese samurai tradition where they say, in the beginner's mind, there are plenty of opportunities. In the expert's mind, there are only a few. I think being an expert is dangerous because then our mind slowly is closed to possibilities. Beginners are always full of possibilities. Over to you guys now and to any questions that you might have. We have a nice bunch of people who've joined in. Ram Prasad, Saida, Nisha, Nupur, Sudhanshu, Soheli, Jagandeep, Kaveri, Sanjay, and Pankaj, all of you are welcome. And Sudhanshu has raised his hand. So I hope, Sudhanshu, you have a question and then we'll come to your questions. I want to keep this interactive and engaging for you guys. So over to Sudhanshu now. Sudhanshu, your question, please.
Thank you so much, sir. Very good afternoon. I hope you are doing extremely amazing, sir.
I'm doing good. Thank you, Sudhanshu.
Sir, I've been watching you, experiencing you, observing your content, literally. It is mind-boggling. And thank you so much for changing my life. Ever since I've been following you for the past 5 years, watching your keynotes, just taking notes, and actually, you inspired me to become a motivational speaker, a public speaker. So thank you. On the precise note, thank you so much, sir. My question to you is this. Sir, how to become an international public speaker like you, sir? Thank you.
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you, Sudhanshu. Thank you for all the kind words of appreciation. And it really made my day. I think this is what technology does, helps people sitting in different parts of the world connect with each other. Sudhanshu's question is how to go international if you're in the profession of professional motivational speaking. Sudhanshu, I feel that, you know, it is only a matter of time now. Two or three things. Number one, India is growing very, very strong on the global scenario, on the global stage. You know, whether it's the economy, whether it's our thought leadership, whether it is the intellectual capital, whether it's a soft power, whether it's Bollywood, whether it's our food or whatever it is, we have a strong presence internationally. Every major event, every conference internationally wants to hear from India, from experts in India, right? So it is, the scenario is very, very different now from what it used to be 16 years ago. And that's right. It's been 16 years. Woohoo! 16 years I've been in this profession now. So it's very different now. So for somebody who's starting now, you have available at your fingertips tools like this one, like the LinkedIn Live we're doing, tools like live streaming and so many other things which did not exist 16 years ago. So it's easier now, Sudhanshu. It's way easier now to go international than it was 16 years ago. And my first, my philosophy always has been to grab what is available. And what is available to you free of cost is technology, is the internet, is social media, is platforms like LinkedIn. So use them to your advantage. The bottom line should not be, I want to go international, or how soon can I go international? The bottom line should be, how can I add value to maximum people across the world? Once that is your driving force, that I want to deliver maximum value to the highest possible number of people globally, it's only a matter of time, Sudhanshu, that you will be invited internationally as well. So I hope that answers your question. So any other questions, please? I hope you all have also subscribed to our YouTube channel, and which is youtube.com/Simarjeet Singh. That's my first and last name combined together. You know, great new videos coming out there as well as our podcast and our very first LinkedIn live event here. So thank you all for joining. In case you have, I'll hang around for a couple of minutes, and in case you have any questions, we would now love to hear from one of our co-participants here, Kunal Agarwal, who is an expert on all things sound. And Kunal, over to you. Kunal has some value to add to this conversation here today. And I will now invite Kunal to speak. Thank you, Kunal. Let's figure out where the applause is. Woo-hoo. Thanks, Kunal. Over to you.
Thank you for inviting me to this conversation. And it's always a pleasure working with you. We've known each other for almost a decade, and it's always wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I must say, it's, you know, you're in person, you are as inspiring as you are online. So
thank you.
it's always a pleasure interacting.
You see, it is a great, it's a dull, gray, rainy day here, rainy winter morning, and we're doing all things we possibly can to brighten it up, including a good cup of coffee and a conversation with a wonderful human being like Kunal here.
Thank you so much. It's always exciting to try new things and, you know, to keep the momentum going. And I'm always looking forward to, you know, you taking up challenges and, you know, inviting me into your endeavors and allowing me to be a part of all this adventure that we keep exploring and doing new things.
I know. Today's been an adventure. And Kunal's been an entrepreneur as well himself for the last 15 years. Kunal, if I'm not wrong, or almost.
About that. Yeah.
So tell us.
Since 2007, I've been, you know, flying solo.
That's wonderful. You've been flying solo and you operate in a niche, you know, which is sound production. And you do, you know, do a lot of work related to sound and music. And you operate, like myself, from Jalandhar, a tier two city. And you've created a wonderful list of clients for yourself all across the country. And for the sake of all the audience, also for everybody who's joined, can you tell us your number one mantra for success for solopreneurs, especially people who are, you know, people like you and me with small teams or with no teams or operating solo? What has been your number one mantra of success?
I think it's been the fact that I was fortunate enough to be able to love what I do, and mm-hmm. also, you know, fortunate enough to be able to find, you know, a way to make money out of and, you know, feed my family and, mm-hmm. you know, live up to my dreams. And like you rightly pointed out to Sudhanshu as well, you know, it's about adding value. And if you are able to do what you love and at the same time add value to people, to their work,
right.
you know, that really takes you places. And I think that is how we were able to connect mm-hmm. With each other, because I was able to help you and, yep. you know, add value and extend what you were already doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is the most important thing. And I think when you come at things from a place of service, when you don't look at it as a business
mm-hmm.
per se, you know, it's important to have, you know, not be taken for a ride, but then at the same time, you know, not really cringe about, oh ho, mere ko itna paisa nahi mil raha, you know, I'm not being remunerated enough all the time. You know, do it for the love of what you do.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, everything else will eventually follow.
I
think that's what's worked for me thus far.
Uh-huh. And we've heard this several times before, you know, whether it's Steve Jobs saying do what you love and things like that. People have different opinions on it, but I think you do need mm-hmm. this inner flame somewhere on the very, very cold days of your profession. When, you know, when things are not going in your favor, when everything is dull and gray outside, you need that warmth inside, and the warmth is going to come from
Absolutely.
The love you have
Absolutely.
For your profession.
Simarji, that's one thing I would like to,
sure.
you know, just quickly add here is that, you know, the last 15 odd years that I've been doing this on my own, you know, I've never had a mundane Monday. I've never had the Monday blues. You know, I'm always excited to go back to work. And I sometimes look at people, you know, who are doing something for the sake of doing it because, you know, they need to make ends meet. And mm-hmm. I just feel, you know, I have my days when I'm frustrated with clients, and I have my days when I'm feeling low and tired, but then
yep.
at least, you know, I'm doing something that I really enjoy, I'm passionate about,
mm-hmm.
and it just makes everything a lot easier to
right.
do.
Right. I'm reminded of a quote by Swami Vivekananda who said, the day you do not face any difficulties on your path, be sure that you're traveling on the wrong path.
That's wonderful.
And
that is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
If you're making things
and,
happen.
I think like I've you know, known you for such a long time, and that's one thing I always see about you as well. And I think it's important for all of us to keep innovating. Like you're saying, you know, if you spend too long on the plateau, you're heading for the descent.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to innovate, and you have to, the technology is changing every day. The world is changing around.
True.
The economy is changing, you know, everything is changing. So no matter what field you're in, you have to learn, you have to have that zeal to keep learning more, and you have to keep innovating and growing and, you know, climbing up that ladder, even
mm-hmm.
if it's one step at a time, one small
yep.
step,
yep.
you know, just keep moving up.
I think where we come as a society, we place a lot of premium on comfort now. You know, we want to be comfortable
mm-hmm.
at all costs. And we have
mm-hmm.
facilities these days, I mean, you know, facilities which we could only dream of are now considered standard entry requirements, right? Whether it's
absolutely
air conditioning or heating or
mm-hmm.
you know, the food we eat or what we have access to or Wi-Fi. Probably you and I would remember the days when I grew up in a city called Batala in District Gurdaspur, and when
mm-hmm.
the internet access was limited to, I had to dial an STD call, make an STD call, which would incur higher charges from Batala to Jalandhar.
I can still hear that little beep in the modem beep in my head.
Right. And it would connect to a server here in Jalandhar, which would
yeah.
drop off. And I would be lucky if the first homepage of the website would load, you know. I grew up, I was maybe 21 at that point of time when this, I lived in that era. It was the peak of my youth. And imagine now all the tools that youngsters have now available to them. And what we need is that there's more tools, more resources, more comfort available.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need is a zeal to understand that life is not meant to be comfortable. Listen, if you want a comfortable life, forget progress. You have to make a choice. If you
Very
want
true.
Progress, if you want results from your life, which are extraordinary, you will have to sacrifice. You'll have to put yourself intentionally through pain and through things that, you know, are available. But you say, no, this is not for me because I have other plans with my life. I want to stay strong, or I want to push myself outside the comfort zone. So that's one of the things that have emerged in this conversation, is to try to make sure that you're not always running towards comfort, because that's a dangerous place to be. it is a dangerous place to be in.
Certainly. And it, like, for example, you know, when I started out doing music, I didn't have enough money to be able to, you know, buy the latest fancy gadgets and whatever, you know, the limitations. But I realize the limitations made me creative. Mm-hmm. They made me think out of the box. They made me do mm-hmm. things and explore avenues mm-hmm. that I might not have explored mm-hmm. otherwise if I had it too easy. And mm-hmm. that has helped me grow as a person. That has helped me grow in terms of my work in mm-hmm. every way possible. Mm-hmm. So I think that's also very important, you know. Having certain boundaries, having certain limitations, so that you're able to push yourself a little more.
That's a great takeaway there from what Kunal just said. I want you all to take a deep breath in wherever you are and remind yourself, limitations make me stronger. You can say it out loud. Limitations make me stronger. Because they do. Limitations make you stronger. They make you innovative. They make you creative. They force you to move forward despite the shortage of, you know, and sometimes when we have more ideas, raise your hands if you agree with this. When you have more options available, it immobilizes you because what you face is decision fatigue. When you have more options available, it takes you longer to make decisions because now you don't want to miss out on the possibilities. And therefore, sometimes when you don't have a lot of options, it's actually a good place to be in because you don't have an option. You got this is the path I've chosen. I have no option but to move forward wherever I am. So thank you, Kunal, for making this live event possible today. We couldn't have done it without you.
It's my pleasure.
This is my biggest takeaway, guys. I don't care if you're a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, whatever. Don't ever think you're solo. Don't try to do it all solo. And that's a trap you have to be careful with. Collaborate, you know, ask for help, connect, be open to ideas, experiment. Have the humility to learn and listen from expertise from people, especially in other fields, and always stay at the cutting edge, and which is only possible when you are continuously learning. Absorb like a sponge. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. And we've made several today, for which I already explained to you that since it's our first LinkedIn audio event, we, you know, several hilarious mistakes, but none so embarrassing as we faced when we had the camera on as well back in the COVID times. The mistakes would be really, really funny. But yeah, don't be afraid to make mistakes. I think this is a privilege we should give ourselves as well as to those that we lead or those in our classrooms. Is that it's okay to make mistakes as long as we're not repeating the same one twice. So thank you, Kunal. And if there's anyone else who has a question or who would like to add to this conversation, please, you are welcome to raise your hand. Pankaj, do you have a question? Let's see if Pankaj has.
Hi, Mr. Singh. Thank you so much for inviting me for this talk.
Hello, Pankaj.
My name is Pankaj and I'm a mindset transformation coach. Mm-hmm. I was working as an employee for a long time, more than 14 years, and then I decided to take up this journey.
Wow.
Now, past 6 years, I'm working as a mindset transformation coach.
Mm-hmm.
I have worked with multiple corporates, government organizations, and educational institutes.
Excellent.
Along with that, I love doing social work, like going to prisons, going to NGOs, working with the transgenders.
Wow.
So that sort of things I'm doing.
Very nice.
So my quick question is that I'm... since the COVID has happened, I'm completely online, but I still miss my days when I used to stand on stage and give the sessions.
Okay.
And I'm not able to take that one step towards it because I always have that fear in my mind that it will work or not, like earlier days. So okay. Do you have any suggestions for
me? Of course. And I have 1 minute to offer my suggestion, so I'll go fast.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I would suggest you, since you're already doing social work, go to your nearest school. Go to your nearest school or college, especially if there's one for, you know, maybe any school or college. Approach schools or colleges in your vicinity, in your neighborhood, and offer them a talk pro bono. Say, my name is Pankaj. This is what I do. This is what I have to offer to your students or to your teachers. And as a service, I'm offering it on a pro bono basis. Would you like to use it? I feel this would be a great place for you to experiment, to learn, and to build the confidence that you need to build in order to move forward. And it will have a very high success rate also, Pankaj, because schools and colleges, they're usually looking for subject matter experts, but there's also not a whole lot of budgets available for this sort of an exercise. So if you approach approach them with a single keynote or a single program and say, this is what I have to offer and I can do it as a service, you will see a lot of them will say yes. And this will be an excellent experimentation ground for you, as well as ek panth do kaj ho jayenge Pankaj, as well as you will be serving the society, as well as you'll be improving yourself and getting better at your skills. So I hope that answers your question. This has been a fantastic conversation here today. We'll be doing more of these as time goes by at LinkedIn audio events. Audio is way easier than video is. And Bhupesh, sorry, we couldn't take your question today. Thank you all who've joined in. Nisha, Bhupesh, Tareen, Vijay, Saida, Ram, Nupur, Sanjay, Soheli, Jagandeep, Nazia, Pankaj, Sudhanshu, Jayant, and Kunal. Thank you for joining. Thank you for making it possible. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.